Within the last hour, we just heard from Governor David Ige in his State of the State address. Joining me this morning for a reaction to that speech, Tom Yamachika, president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Catherine. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes. Well, were you surprised, like I was, that there wasn't much detail on any tax plan?
Yeah, there was nothing that I could hear. So the only clues that we have so far are, you know, some statements that their administration personnel made to the House and Senate Money Committees in the past. We will supposedly get the details later today because the administration package needs to be introduced today. It hasn't come up on the Capitol website yet, however, so I'm not sure what the details are going to be, but we can talk generally about some of the concepts that have been bandied about.
Right, and one of them is what, taxing the wealthier residents of the state?
Right, so what that would be is that would probably be an income tax increase. We currently have the second highest income tax rate in the nation at 11%. The crown is currently held by California at 13.3, but there are some bills already in the hopper that would give California a run for their money. There is, for example, a bill in the Senate that would increase the tax on the people at the 11% bracket now to 16%. This is only for 6 years, but it's still, number one, it's a very substantial hike, and number two, you don't know what's going to happen at the end of 6 years. A lot of things start off as temporary and then aren't so temporary.
Right, and, you know, we always hear the phrase, the devil's in the details. So we'll see, what the governor is proposing later today. But what else has been bandied about?
They have been talking about a tax on carbon, and that could be very impactful, especially if you drive a car or need to transport things in your business. Right now we have a tax called the barrel tax that's imposed at $1.05 per barrel. There is one measure in the hopper that would increase that to $23.16 over the next 10 years, corresponding to a rate of $80 per metric ton of carbon dioxide emitted. But $23.16 would translate to like 55 cents a gallon. So you think our gas prices are bad now? They're going to get worse.
Yikes. So I know that we've heard from those who are against a carbon tax. They'd rather have a carbon credit, because, theoretically it would be affecting, folks like the airline industry as well, too.
Oh, yeah. You got to remember that the so-called carbon tax is not just on carbon. It's on all forms of energy that are derived from fossil fuels. So if you use propane, if you use coal, if you use any LP gas, liquefied petroleum gas that was that was being talked about some years ago, it's going to hurt.
And what else is on the table? What else is being floated?
We have on our website, the current list that's ever expanding on what's being proposed. Now we have, maybe 100 different things so far. We typically get 300 tax proposals a session. Fortunately, most of them go nowhere, but you never know in these days. There's also some talk about a sugary beverage tax. So, and this is promoted by health advocates, and the way that would work is that if you have a sugary beverage, there's going to be a surtax on it. The current proposal in Senate Bill 541 is 2 cents per fluid ounce. So you have your can of soda there, which I think is 10 cents, I'm sorry, 10 ounces. That would then be increased by 20 cents if this bill becomes law.
Okay. And then we have heard, though, these proposals being bandied about in previous sessions, and they haven't really gone very far, but maybe this is the session where we'll actually see something take hold.
Yeah, again, people need money. The state budget needs to be balanced. We can't print money like the feds can. We don't know if the feds are actually going to send money our way. We know the Republicans don't want that. The Democrats do. There's a disagreement in Washington. What is ultimately going to prevail, we don't know. And we really can't count on, Uncle Sam bailing us out. We can hope, but we can't count on it.
And talk about the hotel room tax, because, we're hurting puppies because, we don't have a lot of tourists and not a lot of people are paying that tax.
That's right. There are proposals to increase that tax as well. There are proposals to allow the counties to surcharge it, just like they can surcharge the GET. There are proposals to add what's called green fees on transient accommodations. One proposal calls for the addition of $20 per transient accommodation. Another one calls for $40. None of which is going to matter if we don't get our tourists back.
Yeah, not a very good or not a bright outlook until we get this pandemic under control.
Yeah, I kind of think that what we really ought to be doing is concentrating on things that'll get our economy running again. Most of the revenue that government derives is tax revenue, but it comes from business in some way, shape, or form. The GE tax, for example, produces almost half of our general fund budget, and that's a business tax. The transient accommodations tax, public service company tax, tobacco tax, liquor tax, they're all taxes on business. And if the businesses aren't going, that tax revenue isn't being produced.
So do you think the state ought to be also more focused on controlling our spending?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Again, we have to balance our budget. That means we have to take a look at what comes in as well as what goes out. If there is, fraud, waste, abuse in our state government, and I think it's inevitable since some of our departments are just very, very, very big.
Right. So yeah, we can't afford to be hemorrhaging anything at this point. All right. So we'll have to wait and see what the governor's proposals are when he turns them in at some point today. But thanks so much,
Tom. At some point today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. We have been talking to Tom Yamachika, president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii.